Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe. And in this video, we're going to answer a question, which is, if you live in a casual environment, in a relaxed part of the world, and you don't want to wear jeans, and you don't want to stand out by being too dressed up, but you don't want to be too sloppy, you want to be pulled together, how do you marry up all of those disparate things and create a look that works for you, that isn't too dressed down, too dressed up, and doesn't involve jeans?
And I think Jill is a great person to talk about this. Now, I live in Melbourne, which it's a cold weather city. It's more of a New York, London, Paris sort of place as far as it's cooler on the whole. I mean, in the middle of summer, it's stinkingly hot. But so therefore, people tend to dress up just slightly more anyway. But anywhere that's more a beach environment, I often have people in LA, San Diego, Malibu, that kind of, you know, that kind of beachside areas where there may be a lot of tourism, that there are holiday makers who are dressing down.
Yeah.
Or people go because they've retired there for the weather. You know, it's just more casual. And particularly for the people who like to feel a bit more stylish, a bit more pulled together, they find it really tricky to go, well, I don't want to stand out being like I'm in corporate or you're really dressy clothes when everybody else is very relaxed. But they still want to feel like themselves.
Yeah, and pulled together. And it is a balancing act. I completely support that. I live in a tropical part of Queensland that is a big tourist area. People come from all around the world here. And I myself have had to find that balance between how do I still feel like myself? I do not want to look like a hippie chick in frayed, cut off jean shorts and a raggedy singlet. I mean, just the thought makes me want to, I mean, it's just crazy to even imagine me wearing something like that. But also, I don't want to be so sort of dressed up that I look out of place and I feel out of place. I live here. I want to feel like I live here. And so I found a few things that work for me. And no doubt there's many ways of doing this. But here's a few things that work for me. One, the instant you put on a dress, you're in another level of refinement of dressing. And I remember going to an appointment and someone saying to me, wow, you're dressed up. And I was wearing a dress and a pair of espadrille heels and a necklace. That's all I was wearing. Espadrilles, by their very nature, are a very casual shoe. Yeah. They are. They've got a rope heel. Even if there's a heel on them, they're still rope and canvas. That's what they're made from.
So, but then the thing with putting on a dress is it can feel too dressy.
Right.
So this is where when people are going, but then you're more dressed up, and I don't want to be that dressed up. So
good
this
point.
Is the, how do you...
What you know, kind of dress?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, what's the, you know...
So I wear dresses made of jersey. I wear wrap dresses and other dresses that are made from stretchy fabric, not skin tight, because that's not the kind of clothing that I like to wear. Plus it's a little unflattering on the rolls. So I find that as opposed to a sheath made from a gabardine or a woven fabric.
Yes.
Now that looks like you're heading into a corporate office. But I find, you know, my stretchy wrapped style dresses with an espadrille heel, that is almost my uniform in summer.
And what's interesting too is most of your dresses, not all of them, but most of them are patterned.
Yeah, lots of them.
And coloured. Yeah. So remember, we make something more friendly and approachable by adding more colours.
Yes.
And pattern often too. So we're having fun, vibrant, more, you know, more relaxed patterns. They're not stripes and checks.
No, absolutely. And you know, I have one in sort of a caramelly neutral. And I was visiting my mother in the hospital, went to get a cup of coffee. And the woman said, are you here as part of the hospital review? Like she thought I was part of some corporate group. And it was like, you know what's doing that? It's the color of this dress.
Yes.
It is as casual as the bright yellow one, but it's in this neutral,
business-like tone.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as a corporate color, but nevertheless, it was because it was a plain color and a neutral.
And it's a corporate color in your environment.
Absolutely.
So it might not be a corporate color in New York or London, but it acts as a corporate color when you're in a seaside town in a tourist area.
Yeah, absolutely. So dresses are one way, the espadrille wears that style of things, of course, there's endless varieties of that kind of thing, the ballet flat, You know, the open-toed sandal, there's lots of choices.
And
there.
I think too, so say it's not always, not everywhere's hot, so you've got a relaxed environment, but you live in the country.
Yes.
And you don't like jeans. Now, because I know not everybody loves to wear a pair of jeans. Jeans are an easy way of looking more relaxed.
Absolutely.
But this is where I think leggings have become very easy to wear. Now, you know, leggings are not pants as such. You know, you need to wear them as leggings in outfits that work. But they're also more relaxed.
Absolutely.
And I do think things like, particularly in winter, you know, a pair of boots, flat boots is a great way. You know, it's not overdressed. It's looking smart and pulled together, but it's not, I'm not putting a pair of stilettos on or, you know, something overly formal. So it's thinking about your level of refinement of each element of your outfit.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there are sort of other fabrics too that you might, you know, so it might be having a cotton pant rather than a denim.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of different things we can think about as far as kind of toning down, you know, don't wear your your pearls and your diamond studs.
Yeah.
Because that says more delicate, more overdressed.
Yeah.
So think about dressing down with, you know, maybe something that's made from wood or maybe something that's made from more of a acetate or a plastic as far as jewellery goes.
Yeah. And I think the colour and the colour contrast is a huge part of it as well. You know, if you're wearing anything other than a dark neutral, it gives a sense of casualness.
Yes.
And so you can be wearing a blazer style jacket, but if it's orange or what's a colour that other people wear besides the ones that I wear? You know, I don't know, if it's a cobalt blue or something other than what you could possibly see worn over a sheath dress in an office, then it won't give that business-like feeling to it. You know, you push the sleeves up and you throw a scarf around it and all of a sudden it's a dressed up casual outfit.
And just think about, you know, if you're going to throw a scarf on, it's not a silk scarf.
No.
It's a cotton scarf. So it's about the fabrics that you put together.
Yeah.
It's just kind of bringing down the level of refinement.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't be you. So I think it's always important to be you. And sometimes I just go and just own it.
That's right.
You know, that's the other thing is some of us want to blend in more. We have more of a need to almost like just disappear into our environment and be like everybody.
Yeah.
But sometimes too, there's a level of just, you know, going, well, this is my version of casual and I'm just going to own it. And that's what Jill does.
Yeah.
You know, you could walk around the street and she is the best dressed person in town. But it's that she owns it and it doesn't let, you know, she's not letting, you know, other people's dress downness or when you go places and it says you need to put a shirt on before you come in here.
I always have one on. Yeah. I never have to go back to the car and get it.
So, you know, it's that sort of thing. It's like, it's decide what your level of relaxed and comfortable is and then decide that, well, that's me and other people can own it, you know, can deal with it. And what I found really interesting in my own experience, when I was a new mother and everybody else, you know, I was in mother's groups and everybody dressed in the kind of the tracksuit, the active wear. And it was very, very dressed down and I started feeling very uncomfortable in this. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to start wearing, and I just bought a pair of brown pants, kind of dress pants from Target. I just started wearing those with my t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I decided I was going to wear a sparkly ballet flat instead of a pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
Within probably a month, other people were no longer wearing their sneakers and activewear all the time. That also started just upping their style. So often we wear the same as everybody else. If we have this need to blend in, when everybody else starts wearing something, people follow along. And then they go, oh, actually, I much prefer to wear that. So it's just, sometimes it's being, maybe you can be the leader of just upping it from the very relaxed to the slightly, you know, slightly more put together, but still relaxed sort of outfits.
And at the very least, take your environment and other people's opinions, sometimes they're imagined opinions or hypothetical opinions, we don't know if they're real, it's just data. And you can choose to do what you want to with that data, including ignore it or just downgrading that, or it's just a small factor. The most important thing, I think, is to love what you wear, and that shines through no matter what you're wearing.